Next weekend, we'll have a great event in our parish, the parish feast day celebration, and our annual event, when we have an opportunity to praise and give thanks to God for his generosity to our community, when we can come together and give praise and pray for those who have been so generous as to establish the parish community that we are members of today. Those are the opportunities and events of the parish feast day. And we'll also have an opportunity to give the patroness of our parish our gratitude, the words of gratitude, the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of the Black Hills. One of the ways we recognize our mother in heaven as the one, as a patroness, is what we are known by as a Catholic community, is that is through the rosary, praying of the rosary. And at the beginning of the prayer of the rosary, there is an introduction, so as to say. One is the creed, when we recognize our faith. And then we pray the Lord's Prayer, taught by Jesus himself. And then we pray three Hail Marys for the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. And those three virtues are very important in our life, because we've been talking about them in the last several months now, really. Faith, that is an event or an ability or willingness of our heart and soul to recognize that as perfect as I might be and as good as I might be, you know, there is still somebody more powerful than I. And that someone more powerful than I is our God. It's God that comes into our life from heaven. It's God who in his love and mercy created the world and then redeemed it. Faith and then hope. You know, as we looked a few weeks ago at the definition of faith, we learned from St. Paul. Faith is the realization of the things we hope for. And what do we hope for? Is our redemption. What we hope for is our life with God in heaven. What we hope for is that Jesus Christ, when he comes again, returns to this world, that he will find us worthy to follow him where he is at. And then comes the third virtue, the charity. You know, we want to make sure that even God didn't want to be by himself in heaven. That's why we were created. Even Jesus doesn't want to be in heaven by himself. That's why he said before his final departure from this world, where I am go, you should follow. And where I'm going to prepare a place for you. So if we believe, if we hope for good things for us, it will be only logical now to be charitable towards others, to ensure that as we invite others to walk with us, that they join us and follow us into heaven itself. But all of those three virtues, I believe, are based on what Sirach is talking about in the first reading today. Humility. For it is in a humility that we are able to recognize somebody more powerful than us. It is in humility that we are ready and willing to entrust our lives to God's mercy and providence. It is in humility that we are ready to see our neighbor. You know, it is the humility. Sometimes we think of humility and we confuse it with humiliation. Humiliation is a negative thing. It is to put us down. It's to make us miserable. It's to make us uncomfortable. It's to show us that somebody is more powerful, but to rule over us. When it comes to Christ, when it comes to God, when it comes to the gospel, we speak of humility, humbleness. Because Jesus did not come to rule over us. He came to save us, to redeem us. He calls us brothers and sisters. He's not our Lord, and we are slaves. We are his brothers and sisters called to the holiness of life. humility. You know, when I was a young new priest, I was invited by, I'm still young, but a pretty new. I wanted to see if you pay attention to me. All right, some of you are, good. But when I was invited to one's place, to one of the parishioners' home, I was told, take a seat, Father. So I did, just like every one of the hosts would do that. And I took the seat that was probably most comfortable without realizing the consequences of that. You know, and then the dinner was about to begin, and the host came, literally like in a gospel, looked at me and said, Father, you need to change the seats. You need to sit somewhere else. And I looked puzzled, you know, at the fella, you know, just like, you just told me to take a seat. But he said, Father, this is my seat. The one who pays the bills in this home sits in that chair. So, and I could take it in two ways. You know, as I talked the difference between humility and humiliation. At first, our ego would tell me I'm humiliated in front of this family. You know, I could get angry. I could walk away. You know, I could just say I'm not coming back to this home ever. But I took that as a gift of humility, of humbleness in the presence of God. Why? Well, because he allowed me to temper my ego for a moment. After all, it was me who made the decision to sit in that chair because it was comfortable. But then also is to look at an opportunity that God gives me to know that everything good comes from God. And if everything good comes from God, even the moments of teaching that we experience sometimes are the moments of grace. We always have a choice to take it the wrong way and be humiliated, or take it the good way and in humility and humbleness before the Lord, learn the lesson that God gives us. It's not always easy, and I know that, but that's where the gifts of the virtues come. The gifts of faith, trusting in God, the gifts of hope, knowing that what God has prepared for us is for our benefit and salvation, and the virtue of charity, knowing that God would never do anything to us that would take us away from him, but that he would do everything that he can so that we can follow him to the heavenly banquet.